Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
All right, it's great to hear. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes, sir. And I'm speaking with Sean, is that right?
Yes.
All right, pleasure to meet you, Sean. So Jill's sending over some information right now and just kind of breezing through here, just catching with the speed on the call. It seems like you've been in business for quite some time. Congratulations. It's awesome. 2004?
Yeah.
You've been through it all, I bet.
Oh, yeah. That's the truth.
I don't know what's next these days. I mean, I remember it was COVID and it was killer bees at one point. I'm just like, well, I don't know what to expect. Yes, sir. So I'm reading through here about your service area that you like to, you know, provide service to. Staying pretty local, about like 20 miles, I would say. Is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Perfect. We definitely help you out with that. Now, we've been in business coming up on 18 years in December, so we definitely, it's not our first rodeo. We make sure that you're easily found on that first page of Google whenever a customer is within that vicinity and they're typing, whether it's on a computer, phone, tablet, what have you from there. We make sure that you're easily found regardless if they know your business name or not. So it's pretty ingenious how that works, actually. have you done anything like this before as far as marketing? Like, I don't know.
A long time ago, yeah. It's been
a while back.
Time.
Okay, gotcha. So you definitely see the value getting up on that first page then, right?
You know, yeah, I think I did this a long time. You know, so far I have yet to get any jobs outside of, I basically get my leads from Angie's List now. You know, it used to be Home Advisor, now it's Angie's List.
Right, yeah.
Okay. I've been getting all my leads from them. And word of mouth. I've tried to get, you know, I would love to get away from Angie's List because for a lot of reasons. I have yet to get any calls really on my own from my website. I've never really, I don't think I've ever gotten, I might have gotten one or two calls from my website from people that found me on their own. No?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm actually researching everything on Google as well, too. You know, I'm not going to lie, man. I definitely hear about Home Advisor, Angie's Leads, Angie's List. I don't know, so many different names now.
Right.
They're paying for leads where they're not even leads, or some of them get
voicemail
and they still pay for it. You're the same, huh? Yeah, I hear it a lot, actually. More often.
Yeah.
You're not alone, man.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You know, we are a premier Google Channel partner, and because of that, we make sure you're easily found. Now, I was looking online. You definitely have a business profile online. It's just a matter of a customer being able to find you, you know. And what happens is, unless they actually drive by or you know your business name, it's going to be difficult to find you, right?
What we do
is we make sure that it's the opposite on there. So if a person types in general remodeling or just remodeling or additions, room additions, things like that, well, right at that moment, they will have you as top recommended on that first page. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, Sean. Right. There is tons of other Google pages, which you're probably on one of those for sure. But no one really, I'm going to be real with you, I don't think they even know that there's a second or third page, to be real with you on that, you know. Right. So it's all about that convenience where they're saying, hey, if they're not on that first page, I'm not going with them. And we know 90%
because
of the revenue. Go ahead.
Angie's List, it seems to be that Angie's List has the front page, you know.
Right.
For everything. It related to home improvement, seems like.
Right. Yeah. It's the funniest thing. Like a couple weeks ago, I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were cracking up because they said, you know what? I went onto Google to look for Angie's List, and it was like an extra step. It was just, we were cracking up because it was just like no one looks for – they don't say, like, let's Angie List it, right? They say, let's Google it. They literally do. You know, I don't remember the last time I did Google. So if you're doing well with them, then I'm telling you right now, you're going to do incredible with Google. It's just hands down, you know. And right now, I typed in remodeling near Fullerton, And in our analytics, it's already showing that there's over 1,200 searches done in the last 30 days. So the demand is really hot. Okay, and that's just for remodeling, using that word in term. But I also put it in just in Google in general. I'm popping up all these other companies here, you know, and I have to say, I think you would do extremely well on this first page because that's where people are looking. 90% of cap is being capitalized on that first page, okay? I'm sure you know your competitors right now, like Four Seasons Restoration. We've got Trusty and Justin, White Glove Construction. Like, you have all these companies on there. There's only a handful that can fit there. Okay, after that, it falls off to the other pages. So what we do is we make sure that you're building a traffic by getting you up on that first page and getting you up to 60 different directories. If I was to name a few off the top of my head, Sean, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages, White Pages, I mean, you name it, we'll make sure that your brand awareness is really strong, okay? So, yeah. I do see you have a website as well, too. Let me pull this up here. How is your return on the website? I remember you mentioning that, like, it's just on your own.
Nothing.
It's a little difficult. Nothing.
It's really, if somebody's, if I get a lead from Angie's List, it's really more for them. That's when someone will look it up, you know? They have to find me some other way, and then they'll decide. Then they'll look at my website.
Yeah.
But
I hear that.
No one ever finds it on their own.
Yep. Well, that's where we come into play, man. You're in good hands, okay? I got to steal this from my manager. He actually said, we're not Allstate, but you're in good hands. So, man, I got to say, your pictures on your website are incredible, though. I love it.
Yeah,
very well put. Did you do this yourself?
No. The guy that originally built it, he died. He died about 10 years ago.
Oh, no.
And I don't know. Yeah. So I debated changing it, getting a new logo a few times, but I don't know. I just haven't dealt with it.
No worries, man. Well, we are a one-stop shop. We can help you manage the website. I'm just one of those honest guys, so I hope you don't get offended or anything, but it's a good thing, man. I wouldn't touch your website. You have all the tabs up in here. Yeah, it looks great. I mean, it's to the point, making dreams a reality. Like, I would use that if I could. Okay.
Cool.
If I was to say anything, I mean, you have the customer reviews right there, too. So, I mean, that's the best thing. You have the testimonials, and that's something that I look at personally. If I'm looking for a company that I want to use, I see reviews, I see pictures, I'm very visual, and I want to hear not from the company what they do, I want to hear from the people. So, you got it on point, man. Definitely. Well done.
Okay.
Well done. Yeah.
So, we just need to get it so people can find it when they,
yes.
So I pop up when they search.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Are you doing any other marketing, like a Facebook business page or anything like that?
No, not anymore. No.
Not anymore? Okay. I got to say this, man. You can take it a grain of salt. I wouldn't get offended. But Facebook actually has more conversion rate than Google Ads itself. All right? Like, I'm saying like 100%. So if you have a Facebook up, put it up, man. You know, people – they talk to the community through that way. So whole nother word of mouth as well. You know, it reaches your customers in different ways.
I'll look at that then. I'll see if I can connect that to my...
Yeah, definitely. You know, what we do for Facebook, so the only requirement we have is to make sure you have a personal at least. Obviously we don't look at your personal or anything like that. What we do is we build a business page. If you already have it, we help manage it. So the number one thing we do not do is talk to your customers, and I think you can appreciate that. The customers talk directly to you. So, all right. So you provide us whatever phone number, if you want to be called, text, email, all three. We're flexible. We make it happen for you. Okay. But as far as the Facebook ads, how that works is, let's say I go on Google, I type in, you know, remodeling nearby, and I see a website, I see your reviews, I see your testimonials. I'm like, I love this. I just don't need it right now. If I go on my Facebook after that, your Facebook ads will pop up on their feed. So you got a lot more marketing in that sense as well, where it's a click to call. So if they click on it, they're calling you directly. So it's really incredible how that works. Okay.
You know,
I know I used to have one. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yep.
I think I might have deleted it or something, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I would suggest put it back up, my man. You know, and that's something that we can help you with on there. So I just want to make sure you understand, though, Sean, that if we do that for you, the number one thing we don't do is talk to your customers. So if they reach out to you, the ball's in your court from that point. Okay.
Right.
You're good at what you do. Hands down, I can see it just from the pictures, just from talking. I just get that good vibe for one. But two, you know, it's better that way if you ask me, because we don't know that much about remodel. We just know how to get the traffic to you. It's up to you from there to close that deal. You know what I mean? Recreate that business.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now let's do this, man. Seems like this is something you can really use, and I'm going to tell you this right now. I think the best part about all this is that it's very exclusive. So we're not going to spread your leads out. We'll only work with one company per industry, per area. Okay. So within that mile radius, let's say 20 miles out, I mean, we can go far out, 50 miles if you needed to, but we just want to make sure to target the right areas so you're not getting calls from the wrong areas, though, right? But we want to make sure within that radius, though, we're not going to work with anyone else. It's just you. So you know we're not spreading your leads out, and you know that we're committed to make sure that you do well. We are month to month, no contracts. We want to make sure that you're choosing to be with us every month, right? You're seeing a return on your investment. You're seeing everything that's working. We're doing our job. You see what I'm saying? So it's in our best interest. Okay. As far as the pricing, Sean. Go ahead.
That's radius from my house, from my location.
Yep. You got it. Yes, sir. Yep. And let's say if you don't have or you don't want to put your actual your address onto Google physically, we can make that happen. We just need to make sure. So.
All my business is conducted at the customer's home. I don't have an office, you know, I don't have a showroom or an office like that. I just do have a home office for my bookkeeping. That's it. So.
Got it. Okay. I'm glad we talked about it. I brought that up there. As you can tell, it's not our first rodeo. We just need to make sure per Google guidelines, they have to, I don't know if you've already done this already. Probably so, because I do see your profile up there. Google sends a letter in the mail physically to you just to verify you're a real person and have a real business. So that's pretty much it, man. But since you already have that, it makes things a lot more quicker and smoother on our end over here. Use our time length to get that up on that first page would be at like 30 to 45 days. That's our average. But for you, it would be a lot quicker just because you already have something already on there. We just need to make sure to build the traffic to build it up to that first page really quickly for you. So that's the cool part behind that. So this might be a perfect match for you, to be honest. Now, for the website, you already have that going. If you need ever help with that, running new promotions, change out keywords or anything like that, we can help you with that. We don't take over your website, man. We just help manage it. Okay. Same thing with the Facebook business page. We help manage it, right? We help make sure that traffic is being sent to those areas. Or not to the areas, to your website, to your Facebook, so that way you're more found, okay? Now, your pricing is actually a really big discount going on today right now for the Cyber Day special. We actually were supposed to end it, and we're extending it to today because we're really helping out the businesses for the holiday season, you know what I mean? Let's do this, man. Let's go over pricing here. If it fits the budget, we'd love to have you sign on with our family here at Local Splash. And because I want to hear your success story with this, man. It seems like you can use the help. All right. Like I said, it's a two-month verbal agreement in the very beginning. We want to make sure that you stick it through to see everything happening all at once, right? Obviously, you already have things happening, so it's going to be really quick for you. Now, your pricing is only going to be a month-to-month at $249 a month. All right. Normally, strictly from our website, if you look at it, it's $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. And so with us over here right now for Cyber Day Special, it's only $249. That's it. And that's including everything we spoke about. Your Facebook ads, Facebook business page. You even have account management team to back you up Monday through Friday.
$249 plus instead of setup fee?
No setup fee. Yeah. It's just $249. Month to month. No pay-per-lead call job, nothing like that, man. So unlike what you had before where you're paying yearly subscription, I guess you can call it, and then also you're paying per lead and all that, you don't even know if you're getting those leads or not, you know. With this over here, I already know your demand is hot in your area. I just looked at it in the analytics here, and that's just for remodeling. I don't even – I can look up room additions, things like that. That's going to just pack it on for you, man.
So do you do it by certain words, keywords?
Yeah. So we do it by the words and then also the vicinity, the area.
Oh, I see. So you said remodeling is a good one. Okay.
Yeah. Is that the most money-making for you as far as profits?
Yeah. I mean, we basically do room additions, but we usually end up remodeling the home as well. But we also do just remodels as well too.
Got it. So what we do is we make sure you get up to 15 keywords and phrases. Okay. Which is, I'm telling you right now, I've been here for a while now, Local Splash, and I haven't met one company that met that number because they think it's all different words, but it's actually counted as phrases actually. So sky's the limit for you, man. If you want to put more things in there, the more the merrier, I say. So that way, if a customer is looking for a service, they type it in wrong. I mean, you know the lingo better than anyone, you know. We are local, too. We're right in Costa Mesa. So we know the area. We know we can make things happen for you, man. Yeah.
All right. That sounds good.
Yes, sir. So what do you say, Sean? You think this is something you would like to go ahead and pursue today?
Okay. Yeah. Well, so you said it's about 40, it's a couple months to get it up on the first page.
No, actually, okay. So it's my job to let you know. I mean, our calls are recorded. So our average is the 30 to 45 day marker there, but I'm telling you right now, you already have your GBP. We call it GBP, Google Business Profile. You already have a website. You already have traction already going there. So I'm really going to bet that it's going to be a lot quicker. But I just can't say that, man. You know what I mean? We like to under-promise, over-deliver instead. Yeah.
Right.
Now, your directories and, like, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, all that, that's going to be completed within the first 5 to 7 days. So you're already going to see all that. And that's yours, too. That client dashboard we talked about, your tracking system, you'll be able to see live where the customers call from, what keywords are being searched to find your services, and what's not working. So you can change it out whenever you want to. So we give you the account login and password for that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Let's do it. So, Sean, how do you spell your name? Is it S-E-A-N or S-W or S-H-A-W-N?
It's S-E-A-N.
Ah, I knew it. Okay. All right. And how do you spell your last name, Sean?
O-G-I-L. V like Victor, Y.
Okay, just like the business name. How do you pronounce it, though?
Yeah.
Ogilvy Construction?
Ogilvy.
Ogilvy. Oh, I was way off, man. All right, that's very unique. Yeah. Nice. Okay, and then is there's an apostrophe in there between the O and G or no?
Yes, there is.
Okay, cool.
I'm hesitant to use it because I don't know if it causes problems, but I mean, to be technical, it's O apostrophe capital G I L V Y.
Gotcha,
yeah,
man.
My dad did that. He changed it like that. I don't know why, but.
Hey, man, you want to really laugh? I didn't know my first name until I was 11 years old.
Holy crap.
All right. Long story short, I was always called by my middle name, John, Jonathan. And, And then when I hit 11 years old, I finally saw my birth certificate, and it was David. And I'm like, who the heck is David? And I'm like, that's you. And they slapped me in the head, and I'm just like, what am I supposed to know this? It made no sense. I still can't figure it out sometimes, you know? Oh, my God. Anywho, all right. And, Sean, what's the best email we could send the invoice and also second form of contact for you?
It's Sean_Ogilvy@yahoo.com.
Nice. Okay. And Yahoo, huh? I haven't heard that one in a little bit. All right. And is this the best phone number to reach you? The 3476? Okay, cool. Right. And now also, I want to make sure that we secure everything as far as in case for any reason that Google's going to say, hey, listen, we got to send this back out, that letter out to you. I want to make sure the information that they have is correct. I have your last name, and I'm going to put a capital G on there, okay? And just to make sure.
Okay.
All right. And then construction. Is there an LLC or anything like that at the end?
No.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Sole proprietor. And 2424 North, that's weird, North Creek Lane, is that right?
No, so that's my old address.
Okay.
So I do have, I've moved since then. I have a, it's actually 1109 Powell Drive, Powell Drive, and that's in Placentia.
How the heck you say Placentia? I used to live in California myself, man. I never heard of that before. How do you spell that, Placentia?
Yeah, it's an odd one. It's spelled Placentia.
Placentia. Okay. All right, I see you. And then what's the zip code for that, then?
It's 28870.
All right, 28870. All right, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and just but that being said, you know, when I look up here, let me take a look to make sure. Yeah. They may send that letter out to you just because that address might be different on your GBP right now. All right, so we want to make sure it's consistent throughout the web so it doesn't take away customers to drive away and say, oh, it's a totally different business, right? So we want to make sure it's consistent through there. Now, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to set up a tech call, all right? We call it a client interview. You don't even have to be in front of your computer. All right, just want to make sure that our technicians have all the right information to confirm things, make sure we're all on the same page, because you're probably going to be talking with them from here on out. But if you can never reach them for any reason, you give me a call. I'm going to give you my email, my direct line, extension, all of it. Okay, we're open Monday through Friday. But let me go ahead and secure a position for you. What day do you have available this week to go ahead and make sure to have we have an hour window we want to make sure we always have, okay? Doesn't mean it's going to take a full hour, but they're just going to call you within that hour, okay? But what day works better for you?
Thursday.
Thursday, okay. And more evening or morning?
Morning.
Morning, okay.
Mid-morning, yeah.
Sounds good. Let's do, does 10 o'clock sound good, okay, good with you?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, let me go ahead. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a Google invite from my email, so that way you have all my information as well. Give me 1 second. And then once you receive it, just hit yes on there, so that way our techs can see you're committed, and they're going to hit yes on their end to show you that they're committed for you as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me know once you've got it.
Okay. Take a look here. Come on, Gerby. you can hear my bird chirping away.
Is that your bird, bro? Oh my god.
Yeah.
You got a woodpecker or what?
Yeah.
Get out of here. That's awesome. All right, I have to ask: is that what kind of bird is it on the logo there? Is that a hawk or an owl?
That's awesome.
Is it really?
No. Yeah.
Love it, man. Love it. All right, cool. I just got that email back, so I appreciate it. And we're gonna go over. So since it's coming on Thursday, I want to make sure they're starting on that today, so that when they talk to you, they're not starting from scratch. Okay. And then also, we mentioned, I'm going to make sure that your address is not pulled up physically on Google there, so go ahead and do that. And we're going to go over some of the magic, man. I want to make sure the keywords, we'll go over that right now so they can get on that. As far as services you want to be found for, you can just name away, and I'll just start typing away here. Obviously, I have remodeling. Here, let me get pull this up here. General remodeling. We got room additions. What else would you like to put?
Kitchen remodeling.
Kitchen remodeling. Okay.
Bathroom remodeling.
bathroom remodeling.
Let's see what else. Roofs.
I got you on the spot now, man. Roofs, okay.
What else? Windows.
Windows. Okay.
Roofs, windows. I don't know if I want to do any more little specific ones, you know.
I hear you. Yeah.
Other than, I don't want to just do flooring. Not really.
You want to do? Oh, okay. I was gonna say, The flooring comes.
I think that's really about it, you know.
Okay. How about this? I'll leave it like this, and I'll put customer may want to add more, so that way they bring it up when they talk to you. Sounds okay?
Okay.
All right. More. Gotcha. Okay. And then I'm going to make sure this is here. And in the meantime, on that email that I sent to you, as far as your Facebook, remember I said that we have to have a requirement to have a Facebook personal page or business page, however you want. We just need the URL for that, so that way I can send to them, and then we can go.
How do I get, I have my personal page. How do I get the URL from the?
Are you using iPhone? What kind of phone do you have?
Yeah, iPhone.
iPhone, okay. So go to your Facebook app.
Okay.
And it should be like, I call it the hamburger. It's got three lines on it. It's like the menu button.
Okay.
When you hit that, there's, you'll see your profile page. You're going to click that.
Let's see here. It says Sean Ogilvie, see your profile that has feeds, friends, groups, marketplace.
Yep. All right. And so once you click that, there's right below your actual main picture, you see edit profile, and you see three dots next to it. Do you see that anywhere?
On the profile page?
Yeah.
It says see your profile. Oh, okay, yeah. Press see your profile.
Yep.
Okay, yes. Okay, I got
you already hit those three.
Okay.
Yep. And then from there, you're going to scroll all the way to the bottom, and it'll say copy your link or copy link, something like that.
Yep, got it.
Nice. Okay. And you're just going to send it to me on the email. That's probably the best because you have my information now. Yep.
Okay, so I can just reply to this email and
you got it. Yep, that's me. And please, I always check my emails, man. So if anything you need, anything, just you can email me. I always check that. Okay.
Okay.
And then while you're doing that,
I did that.
Perfect. Okay, let's go over how you accept payment from your customers. Do you do PayPal, Venmo, cash, check only? What do you got?
I do. You know, everyone just pays with checks. It's really, I've had very few customers go out. Yeah, just check.
Okay. No worries, man. We'll make sure to get that going here. Okay. If you ever need to change it, you're going to hear me say this again in we have a voice verification process where everything's recorded as a protection for you, okay? And it'll say that you made sure to stay actively involved with the campaign. That means we can't read your mind, okay? So if you need to change things or anything like that, please just let us know. We'll go ahead and make that change for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, partner, I got you. And then, so for right now, I'm just going to put in checks for now?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. And then here, yes. And obviously, you own that domain, right? I know the gentleman passed away and everything, but that's yours. For your website?
I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure how all that worked.
Okay, that's all right.
I think it disappeared once, and I had to make some payments to get it back up on, I forgot who I paid. I think I had to go to GoDaddy or something like that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then you definitely own the domain. All right, cool. And our techs know a little more, dive into detail about that more than I do, obviously. I know a lot about everything, but they work the magic, man. So they'll go over that with you.
Okay.
All right. The next part is hours of operations. What would you like to be found for?
Oh, okay. So let's just do like 8 to 4.
Monday through Friday, though, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could do and maybe 8 to 12 on Saturday.
8 to 12 on Saturday. Gotcha. All right, hold on, let me put that. 12. You ever sleep, man? Sheesh. I'm just kidding. All right. Gotcha here. Okay, it looks like... Okay. Let's go over town, cities, zip codes. I mean, we can get into detail on here, okay? So I want to make sure that we got this for you. Let's go with... I have... Correct me if I'm wrong. I have, like, Anaheim Hills, Newport Richey, Costa Mesa. Is that right, or I just want to make sure? I'm just kind of... Yes, in
yeah,
my area there.
It is. Okay. Yeah, so you got so the zip code, the one I like in Newport is, let's see, let me get that up here again.
Oh, that's so cool.
92660. That's a good one.
Okay.
Let's see.
Got you sweating now, man.
I don't know how to pull up I don't have a map in front of me with the zip codes, you know?
Yeah.
I'd have to do some little research on that, you know. I'd have to pull up my computer and my old my customer list and pull up some addresses to get that.
Okay. I'm going to do this. I'm going to put may want to add more on here, parentheses for them as well on here. And I'm also notating that please do not put your address physically on Google, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I think that takes care of that part. Okay, and then the card that we'll be using today, Sean, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial in between?
It's got a middle initial.
All right, what's that letter there?
C.
C as in cat?
C as in Christopher.
Christopher, gotcha. Okay, cool. Gotcha. How? Somehow I don't know how to spell. All right. Okay. Yep. All right, I got you here. Profile. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this over to our technicians first. So that way they see everything there. I always like to do a triple check, so I'm doing my second check right now, man, before we do anything, okay? So give me just a moment.
Okay.
Yep. Man, where did this month go? It's gone already. Sheesh.
Yeah.
No joke. I'm like, whoa. All right. And then we have before 10 a.m. Yep, that works there. Okay. So the next part we're going to do is that voice verification part, okay? So on this part here, any type of questions that you need to answer, try to sound as clear as possible, but anything that you have questions or concerns, I don't care what it is, you stop me in my tracks, I'll be more than happy to answer and adhere to that, okay?
Okay.
All right, I got you. All right, so here we go. Welcome to the Local Splash's voice verification process. Oh, actually, hold on. Yep. Let's try that one more time. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification process. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. The outline of service agreement with Local Splash is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Ogilvy Construction.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Sean Ogilvy, owner.
Awesome. And you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user in the billing account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to stop right here for a second. Sean, we're going to set up a security question and answer. So that way, I don't care if the person calls in saying they're from Local Splash and their name is John, okay? If they don't know your security question or answer, hang up right away, okay? It's unfortunate, but there is people out there like that, okay? So we'll make sure to set that up for you. All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So you're in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your initial payment for account setup will be charged today on 11/29 in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 29th of every month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right, my man, we'll set up your security question. And it's going to be random 3 questions that the system's pulling up. All right, so we have 3 to choose from. First one is mother's maiden name. Second one is city you were born in. And the third one is your first pet's name.
I guess my first pet's name.
Okay. And I won't be able to see it as I'm typing in, so if it's a difficult name, you're going to have to spell it out twice for me, okay? All right, what do you got?
It's dude, just like D-U-D-E, dude.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, all right. You went from level 9 to level 20. All right, Sean, that's awesome. And on the car, I remember you mentioned it was C on the middle initial here. And is the address, the new address that you have, the 1109 Powell Drive, connected to the card that we'll be using today?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of card is it? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number when you are, sir.
It's 4259-0720-5292. 9899.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
0526.
All right. Give me a second here. And then there should be a security code as well.
754.
All right. Perfect. Now, before I do any charge, I'm going to do my last check. Like I said, I do a triple check, man. I'm going to make sure, because you have it at a really low discounted rate. I want to make sure that never changes, okay? So give me 2 seconds here. Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment, $249. And once it goes through, you're going to receive 2 things. You're going to get a text message with the invoice and also the email with the invoice on here, okay?
Okay.
Let's see here. All right. It went through on my end here, so let's see. We have one little tiny step left. Perfect. You got a text message?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. This is the last part we have to do here. And if you pop that open there, it'll say click here to sign terms of experience or terms and conditions. Do you see that?
Yeah, I got it.
Perfect. If you can go ahead and click that, scroll. I mean, obviously you see everything that's included. No additional stuff. No hidden fees, man. I got you. And if you scroll to the bottom there, you sign your first and last name, how it's spelled on there, and hit that check mark on above, and then let me know where it takes you next.
Okay. Sign. So sign, do I have to, so the sign is just typing my name in, right?
Yeah.
Or do I, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it should have like a check mark thing to click before you hit next or something like that.
It's just giving me, I got to make the, it says signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. And so.
How's the show right now? Just want to make sure.
It wants me to, do the Shaughnessy, O'GILBY, which is what I did, but I don't know why it's not. Why is it not accepting that? Let me just try it again.
I'm checking on my side too. I'm going to make sure. Yeah, it's good on my side here.
Okay. Fix the highlighted portion of the text, Shaughnessy Ogilvy. Fix the highlighted. I didn't fix it.
Technology man.
Exactly. It's going on here.
You, the funny thing is you got through all the hardest parts in this whole process, man.
I can't sign my own name.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It was great, man. You're a great guy.
What can you do? Let's see here. Try it again.
That still gives me some trouble, huh?
Yeah, it is. I don't get it.
You know what? Do this for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going through that way. Is there a way you can check your email and pop it up that way?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Maybe it's something going on there instead.
Okay.
It should be under invoice, possibly, I believe. And then it'll have sign here for terms of experience, same thing.
Oh, click here to accept subscription terms. Okay, that's okay.
Yep. Same thing or so.
Oh, it's doing the same thing. I mean, I'm typing in my name exactly. It says, signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. Shaughnessy Ogilvy. Please fix the highlighted portion of the text.
Oh, are you putting a space after your apostrophe?
No.
No.
I'm No, just the apostrophe. But
capital O,
shows,
capital G. Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason when it says fixed, it says please fix the highlighted portion of the text, and then it shows my name's type with small letters, and then instead of an apostrophe between the O and the G, there's like another little symbol in there, and I don't know where it's getting. It's something screwy. I'm not sure what's going on.
That's okay, man. Well, let's leave it like that. You know, our technicians will probably help you with that on there. Maybe it could be
okay.
Something on the system where it has a space somewhere. I was checking to see if there's an extra space that the system put in or something, but I'm not finding it. So we'll get to it, my man.
Okay.
I don't want you to beat your head over it. All right, partner. Well, listen, Sean, I'm going to say this, you know, happily. Welcome to the family, Local Splash. You know, we'll make sure on Thursday I'm going to try to call in with them to introduce you guys. If for any reason I'm too busy, they'll still call in for me, okay, from an 877 number. So just make sure your phone is available. That way we can go and make that happen with you, okay?
All right. Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Sean. I'm excited for you, man. I really am. So we'll make this happen. And, you know, it's a pleasure talking with you, by the way. So, yeah.
Yeah, stay here.
Yes,
sure.
Sir.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Nice to meet you.
Oh, most definitely. My pleasure, man. All right, well, hey, we'll talk to you Thursday, okay? You take it easy. Be safe, all right?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.